You know, it's wild what's been popping up online about these recent hurricanes, Helene and Milton. People are really diving headfirst into these theories about weather modification.
Yeah, it's definitely got people talking.
It makes you wonder, right? Like, do we have that kind of power? Could we actually control something as massive as a
Well,
hurricane?
that's what we're here to unpack, right? To sort of separate the fact from the fiction, which is always a fun challenge.
Totally. So let's dive in. We've gotten a ton of messages from listeners about this YouTube video that's making the rounds. It's all about Hurricane Helene, claiming it was, well, engineered.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. Millions of views, right? Definitely caught people's attention.
Yeah, and I can see why. The video host shows all these like supposed anomalies with Helene, things like strange patterns on the radar, and even the fact that another Hurricane Helene hit 66 years ago, almost to the day.
And that's how these theories often take hold, isn't it? You see a few things that seem to line up, and it's easy to jump to conclusions, especially when it comes to something as powerful and mysterious as a hurricane.
Exactly. And let's be honest, the way that video was edited, the music, the dramatic narration, it definitely plays into those fears and makes you start to question things.
Absolutely. It's all about presentation.
Right. So let's break it down. One thing that really stood out in the video was this idea of predecessor rain events. They were pointing to the devastating flooding in Tennessee and the Carolinas, hundreds of miles from where Helene made landfall, as evidence that the storm was somehow manipulated to target those areas.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that? Is that even possible?
Well, first off, those floods were heartbreaking, and it makes sense that people are looking for explanations, wanting to understand how something so far inland could be connected to a hurricane out at sea.
Right.
And it's true that hurricanes can have impacts far beyond their landfall. But to suggest that Hurricane Helene was steered with such precision, targeting specific regions hundreds of miles inland, well, that requires a level of control over atmospheric conditions that, frankly, we just don't have.
Okay, so you're saying it's highly unlikely, but what about some of the specific evidence the video presents, like those weird waves they showed on the radar during Helene? They made it seem like some sort of energy beam or something.
Yeah, I saw that part. A lot of folks were talking about that. But what we often see as anomalies on radar are really just, well, quirks of the technology itself.
Okay, so walk us through that. What exactly are we seeing there?
So imagine you have two flashlights and you point them at the same wall. Sometimes those beams are going to overlap, right? And where they overlap, you get a brighter spot. Radar coupling is kind of similar. When you have multiple radar stations scanning the same area, like during a hurricane, their signals can interfere. And that interference can create these unusual patterns on the display.
So not a secret weapon, but more like a glitch in the system.
Exactly. A quirk of the technology, not evidence of some nefarious plot.
That makes sense. But what about the timing of Helene? Another Helene hit 66 years ago, almost to the day. That's got to be more than just a coincidence, right?
It's definitely interesting, and the video makes a big deal out of it, drawing that connection. But you have to remember that hurricane names are on a rotating cycle. They repeat every 6 years. So, yes, there was another Hurricane Helene back in 1958, and it might have even reached its peak intensity around the same date.
There's
However,
always a however, isn't there?
there usually is. You see, the 1958 Helene followed a completely different path. It didn't even enter the Gulf of Mexico. So, while the timing might seem eerie, it's a classic example of cherry-picking data to fit a narrative. You're ignoring the bigger picture, the context, to create this illusion of significance.
It's like you always say, correlation doesn't equal causation. Just because two things happen around the same time doesn't mean one caused the other.
Right, exactly. You have to look at the bigger picture.
Which, in this case, seems to be full of birds, apparently.
Yeah, that part was interesting.
The video shows these flashing lights on the radar during Helene and claims they're some kind of energy weapon repelling things. It's pretty strange to see. What was that all about?
Yeah, I can see how those visuals would make you think twice, especially with the way they presented it in the video. But those flashes actually have a much simpler explanation. Birds.
Birds. You're telling me those blips on the radar were flocks of birds in the middle of a hurricane?
Yep. Believe it or not, radar technology picks up anything that reflects its signal. Rain, snow, hail, and birds, especially during migration season.
Which, as luck would have it, happens to coincide with peak hurricane season.
Exactly. So not some top secret weapon repelling whatever the video was claiming they were repelling.
Honestly, it wasn't totally clear. They kept it pretty vague.
Yeah, that happens a lot with these kinds of things. Leaves it up to your imagination.
Right, fill in the blanks with your own fears. But the more we look at these claims about Helene, the more it seems like they hinge on a lack of understanding of how weather actually works.
Absolutely. People hear these terms like weather modification or cloud seeding, and their minds kind of run wild with it. But the reality is much more, well, mundane.
So is weather modification a real thing or not? Can we actually make it rain?
So it is a real field of study. There are some techniques that have been proven to work, like cloud seeding, which is what a lot of people were bringing up online.
Right, like making it rain in a drought or something.
Exactly. So with cloud seeding, you're basically dispersing tiny particles, usually silver iodide, into clouds that already have a decent amount of moisture in them.
Okay.
And these particles act as what are called condensation nuclei, basically. Tiny little platforms that water vapor can latch onto, forming larger droplets, which then fall as rain or snow.
But we're like playing matchmaker for water molecules.
Pretty much, yeah. But the thing is, it works best on a small scale. Think squeezing a bit more rain out of a cloud that's already about to burst.
Okay.
Trying to apply that same concept to something as massive and powerful as a hurricane, not exactly feasible.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine cloud seeding having much of an impact on a hurricane.
It would be like trying to steer an aircraft carrier with a paddle. The scale is just completely different.
Right, one gust of wind from a hurricane probably blows all those little silver iodide particles away anyway.
Exactly. We're talking about forces of nature that are way beyond our ability to manipulate. Speaking of which, did you see that part in the video where they talk about the energy of a hurricane? They said a single hurricane has the same power as thousands of nuclear bombs.
Yeah, that definitely caught my attention. It's hard to even wrap your head around something like that.
It's almost impossible to comprehend, but it's true. The amount of energy released by a single hurricane is equivalent to detonating roughly 10,000 nuclear bombs.
10,000. I mean, that's just mind-blowing.
It really is. And that's not even taking into account the incredibly complex atmospheric conditions that drive a hurricane's formation and movement. Things like pressure gradients, wind shear, sea surface temperatures. It's a whole symphony of variables. Even with all our advanced technology, we're still struggling to predict these storms with complete accuracy. It's kind of humbling, in a way. We like to think we're in control, but then you have something like a hurricane, and it's like Mother Nature giving us a reality check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And honestly, maybe instead of trying to control these incredible forces, we should be focusing our energy on understanding them, respecting their power, and figuring out how we adapt to a world where these events are becoming more and more common.
It's like we're trying to play chess with Mother Nature, but we don't even understand the rules of the game.
Exactly. And that's why I find these conspiracy theories, while fascinating, ultimately kind of misguided. We want to believe someone's in control, that there's a reason for all this, but the reality is, hurricanes are just a natural part of how our planet works.
A powerful, often destructive part, yeah. And we're seeing that more and more with climate change, right? Like, these storms are getting stronger, more unpredictable.
Absolutely. You take warmer ocean temperatures, for instance. They act like fuel for hurricanes. And warmer waters mean more fuel, which can lead to more rapid intensification and, yeah, potentially more destructive storms. It's kind of like we're making the problem worse ourselves, in a way.
In a way, yeah. Like you said earlier, we're not very good at playing chess with Mother Nature.
Right. We're not playing by the rules.
Exactly.
So where do we go from here? If we can't control these storms, what can we do?
Well, we can start by accepting that we can't control everything.
Right.
We can't control the wind or the waves, but we can control how we prepare for these storms, how we respond to them, and maybe most importantly, how we address the things that are making them more dangerous in the first place.
Like climate change.
Exactly. That's the big one. Investing in renewable energy, reducing carbon emissions, supporting sustainable practices. Those are the levers we can pull to create a safer, more resilient future.
So less about controlling the storm and more about changing the way we live to weather the storm.
Exactly. Adaptation and resilience. It's a different mindset.
Definitely a deep dive today. But hopefully our listeners come away from this with a better understanding of the science, the reality of hurricanes, and maybe even a little more hope for the future.
I like that. A little more hope. And hey, if a few more people start thinking critically about the information they're consuming online, even better.
Couldn't agree more. Always question, always stay curious. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Until next time.